Hey guys, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Teresa.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
Welcome back to our podcast. We're here to give you more details on OK and Radar stories that you can't get enough of.
We'll be bringing you top stories, clearing up rumors, giving you special teases, and having guests to give us more gossip.
On this week's episode, we will be discussing Javi Marroquin's marriage rumors, Mackenzie Edwards' pregnancy update, plus we have a very special guest, Kale's on-again, off-again girlfriend, Dom.
Okay, Lauren, let's go into Teen Mom Truth or Tale. Is Javi Marroquin secretly married? His baby mama posted on her Instagram story, LM, as we know her last name, starts with a C.
Yes.
So is she Lauren Marroquin?
I mean, I feel like if you're going to post that on Instagram, now she has over 100K followers. So posting that kind of just seems like she wanted to hint something. However, Javi told OK exclusively they are not married or engaged yet.
It's just so weird to me because what else would that M stand for?
Exactly.
I mean, it was like two letters on top of a counter with family photos.
Yeah, it was like a table.
Yeah. So I just keep thinking, I don't know anything else an M would be.
Yeah, and even if they're not engaged or secretly married yet, maybe she's hinting that she wants a ring. Why else would you buy that?
Maybe, but I saw the text message Javi sent, and it did say, hell no. So yes. I don't think a ring is in the future anytime soon.
I mean, maybe they're just focusing on the baby right now. They are going to welcome their first child together this year sometime. So maybe he's just not thinking of that yet.
Right. But he was thinking about it with Brianna de Jesus.
Exactly.
When he bought an engagement ring. I don't even know if it was a month into dating. We don't really know when he bought it. But considering they dated from October to January, it wasn't much time. So I don't know why he wouldn't get a ring.
Yeah. A lot of fans are saying that. They're saying, you know, Javi was so quick to want to propose to Brianna, yet this girl, Lauren, is pregnant with his child, and he's not willing. He's saying, hell no. Like, that's not the kind of response to say.
Maybe he learned his lesson. Maybe he saw.
Finally.
Maybe he saw that him and Brianna split, and that it would have been awful if he had proposed.
Yeah,
and
but now they're having a baby together.
I know, but maybe he's trying to, you know.
Take things slow?
Yes.
I mean, it's, that's true. Maybe he is trying to, you know, do things differently, but they've been dating for 3 months. Yes, we are very, very happy for him, but they've been dating for 3 months.
If you think about it, if you, like, do the math, it's been longer than 3 months because they started dating in July when they first met. They became official.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, and they broke up in September. So if you kind of, it's been maybe 6 months.
I guess if you put the time together, but even if you think about it afterwards, so they did break up in September.
Yes.
He went on to date Brianna for a couple months. He tried to get back with Kale during that time period. So a lot has happened.
And we've seen Javi, you know, out of interviews. Like, we've seen him out at events and just hanging out from September to now. And even when he wasn't with Lauren, he always had the best things to say about her.
Always,
he always said that Lauren is different from everyone else and she's the one.
Yeah, no, he's always said that, and he did want her back. I remember him telling Radar, telling you that he just wanted, you know, he loves her, he wants it to work out, and that's all he wanted. See, that's why I don't know why he went on to date Brianna and also try to get back with Kale, because at the end, this is what, you know, he hoped for, and this is what he got. So I don't understand why he's not putting a ring on it.
I mean, maybe he wants Lincoln to get to know her a little more. I feel like Lincoln had a really good relationship with Brianna, and we saw that on the last episode when she had come to town. She made the shirts for him. She celebrated his birthday with him. Maybe he doesn't really know Lauren, and he kind of wants Lincoln to really form a relationship with her before he puts a ring on it.
No, yeah, that would totally make sense. But the pregnancy thing is just, it's a shock. It's, you know, questionable. But we're really, really happy for him.
We are.
A lot of people are saying that they're having a girl.
Oh, why?
Because he posted on Instagram this really cute new pregnancy maternity shoot photo, and it looked like there was pink purple smoke in the corner.
Oh, it was a flower, right?
It was a flower. Okay. So if, looking at the comments, everyone's like, it's a girl, it's a girl. This is, they're finally announcing it. He just said, he's like, it's just a flower. But I would like to see him with a girl.
What color was her dress in the photos.
Like gray, and then she had a blue necklace.
Right. So maybe it's a boy. That's a hint. It's a boy.
I know. The Teen Mom fans, there's always speculation on something, but fingers crossed that they're going to welcome a girl.
I feel like you're really good about knowing how a woman is carrying. Just looking at her, what do you think?
I think it's a boy. Okay. They always say, like, your face gets all bloated and the girl takes away your prettiness.
And Lauren looks stunning.
She looks stunning in the photo. So possibly it'll be a boy, but we shall see. Hopefully very soon. Getting into the top three biggest stories of the week, Mackenzie Edwards, who is Ryan's wife from Teen Mom OG, is expecting their first child together. It was reportedly a baby boy. And we saw, so she sold her Instagram account.
Yes, she sold it to her friend who is also a Chattanooga-based photographer. Her name is Christian George.
Yeah, the photos on the account are all beautiful. And we have seen some old ones of Mackenzie on like a swan and a bikini. But a new photo surfaced, and she looked a little bumpy, so everyone freaked out, saying, is this the first photo of the baby bump?
Yeah, so I actually reached out to Christian, and she gave RadarOnline.com permission to use the photo. She said that she had gotten dinner with Mackenzie, Ryan, and a few other friends, and that everyone's doing great. I also spoke to Mackenzie, and she told us that she was around 20 weeks in that photo, so it is officially the first bump photo since she's went into hiding after Ryan's arrest in March.
Yeah, a lot of fans were questioning, you know, why would you sell your Instagram? You know, this is the way to connect with fans. This is what you wanted. You're on Teen Mom OG. You have a very popular Instagram account. So a lot of people questioned it, but it's probably better for her. She looks so happy in the photo.
Christian actually wrote in an Instagram post that Mackenzie is feeling a lot better after doing that. And, you know, I actually think it was a really good idea. I think if you did look on her social media page, she got a lot of hate.
Yeah.
And that's just not good when you're pregnant. So I think that this was a good way for her to kind of be stress-free throughout her pregnancy, as well as, you know, it's her friend who bought it. So her friend is able to give updates. So she's still staying connected with fans while kind of taking a step back and, you know, being stress-free.
Oh, yeah, which is definitely something that she needed after Ryan failed the drug test earlier this year. So that's definitely not healthy for the baby or their growing family. So that was a really good decision by her to just take a step back. I think if you need to disable the comments on your Instagram, I don't think you belong on Instagram.
Exactly.
So she definitely made the right choice. And I was excited to see it. You know, we want to be a part of these journeys. So it was a little, you know, it's a little disappointing that the path that Ryan went down, he could have really restarted his life with Mackenzie and his image. Before that, he wasn't the best dad to Bentley. He wasn't the best co-parent with Mackenzie. I think when he started dating Mackenzie, he was restarting. And then unfortunately, it went all downhill. So hopefully now, you know, since she deleted everything, I don't even think Ryan has an Instagram.
Yeah, he doesn't have an Instagram anymore. His mother, Mimi Jen, still does.
Hers is private, I think. So.
Oh, it's private now?
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, so I think that she has enough on her plate. As Radar reported, he did fail that drug test in January, which led to his March arrest. So there is still problems. It looks like he did relapse. So I think that she should, if there's any stress on her, it should just be that. And in regards to social media, it should be calm.
Yeah, and you actually spoke to Larry recently
Yeah.
And he said Ryan's doing great.
He said Ryan's doing great. He said that he misses Bentley. He hadn't seen him until Macy filed that restraining order in March. So he's really excited to see him. And Mackenzie also told me that she's doing great, that Bentley and her other son, Hudson, from previous marriage, they're both super excited to be big brothers. So, it looks like everything's going well. That's all we can hope for.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to watch it on OG.
Our next topic is Janelle Evans pregnant with baby number 4? We saw some bumpy photos on Instagram. She had posed with Dr. Drew, and it looked like she had a baby bump. Everyone in the comments thought that she looked bumpy.
Yeah, everyone freaked out.
I don't think she's pregnant.
I do.
Why?
Okay, so I think she's pregnant because back in, I think it was around the holidays, December, January, she was experiencing some medical issues. And she said, she explained it, and she said, you know, she had surgery and it would experience bloating. This was around Ensley's first birthday. So there, that photo surfaced and everyone's like, she's pregnant. She said, no, I'm just bloated. This is why. She has defended every single time that a pregnancy rumor surfaced. This time she is not. And one of the excuses back in over the winter, she said, just wait for the summer when you see me scuba diving. You cannot scuba dive when you're pregnant. And all of her photos recently are only of David scuba diving. And she's sitting on the deck. I think that's a sign that she's pregnant. But looking at that photo, she did look really bumpy. And in the photo, so Dr. Drew had to fly to the land to film her reunion segment because she refused to go to New York City. Another hint. You're refusing to go to New York City. You're refusing to get on a plane, possibly because you're pregnant.
I think she's not. While those are all valid points.
Yes, thank you.
These rumors pop up every few months that she looks bumpy. I mean, we have to remember she did have three kids. She had Ensley not too long ago, a little over a year.
But Chelsea's pregnant with her third child, and Chelsea and Janelle welcomed their children the same month. I think it was back-to-back days.
I get that. I just feel like these rumors pop up way too often, and I just, like, don't believe it at this point. I mean, everyone is saying that her and David are splitting because she changed her Facebook status, and David wrote really awful comments on her photos, basically hinting that they're fighting or splitting up. And I don't know. I feel like when you're pregnant, you're really happy, and you're not changing your relationship status.
Or you're moody. And posting mean things about your husband on Facebook. Either one.
I think when these rumors come up, she's always saying, I'm not pregnant. As you said, this time she was radio silent. Maybe that's just because she's over the rumors and she's not even going to acknowledge them.
Or because she is pregnant. She has really, really cute kids.
She does, but I think it's more of me hoping she's not pregnant, maybe.
I mean, I agree. I think she has enough on her plate.
Her husband's unemployed. So right now, her only paycheck is from MTV and her makeup line, which is, I don't think anyone's buying.
Yeah, I don't. After seeing that episode, I don't think anyone's buying it. I haven't even seen any ads for it on her Instagram account. Her clothing line, what happened to that? She had like the hoodies. You remember the mom life?
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag mom life and that whole scandal regarding that slogan. But yeah, so she only has the MTV checks coming in, and who knows what her future is with Teen Mom 2.
I don't know. I'm going to say she could be pregnant. I hope she's not.
I'm saying she is, but I hope she's not. So for the third biggest story of the week, Kale and her Twitter account, back at it again. She went on this crazy rant about real ones in her life. And she praised her third baby daddy, Chris Lopez, who has been in and out of their son's life. She also spoke about certain friends, as well as Dom, her on-again, off-again girlfriend of a couple months. We just met her on Teen Mom 2. What happened with all of that?
So Kale basically admitted that her and Javi talked about getting back together and that they actually hooked up. She talks about it at the reunion. That is shocking to me.
Maybe that is why her and Dom broke up, because she spoke about Dom saying that she wasn't trying to deny her relationship and they had fun while it lasted, but she learned a lot over the years and wanted to keep it private. I feel like she's always talking about her dating and love life on Twitter. Like, she always keeps things really, really secret. We see some things on the show. Like, we did meet Chris once. He was blurred, but we did see him. She always keeps it really private. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she'll go on this crazy Twitter rant about Javi, about Dom, like previous relationships, friendships. It's just, it always gets so crazy. And I think it always leaves fans very confused because we're like, where are we getting this information from?
To go into Kale's rant a little more, we actually had a very special guest come into the studio yesterday. Dominique Potter sat down with an exclusive interview for Radar and OK, and she told all. She actually told us that they had been dating from November up until when that whole hooking up with Javi American story leaked. So let's listen in and see what Dom had to say. So Dom, why don't you tell us how you and Kale met?
2 years ago, I think, it was an event in Jersey, it was like a pride event, and we just happened to cross paths, and the people that I was with knew the people she was with, so it was kind of just a mixed group, and it just, from there.
Dom, as we see on the show, you and Kale were hanging out a lot. So were you officially dating? Were you seeing other people? What was the deal with that?
We went to Atlanta maybe like the second week, early second week of November. So right as soon as then, it was November 14th was like the actual day. But she wanted it. She got it. She wanted the title, right?
So during the time, I guess from November to now, did you guys agree to not date anyone else? You had said before that you wanted the title. So tell us a little bit about...
No, we weren't dating anybody else. Anytime she thought I was even speaking to somebody, she was quick to ask what I was doing or an argument about it. And I was the same way with her. It was like it was completely... I thought it was pretty pretty even. I know there's been a couple times that she questioned if I was cheating on her. I can't cheat on somebody if I'm not with them. So... this was in March. There was incidents in April. Like, so we were together that entire time. I wasn't seeing anybody else, but I can't really say the same, I guess, for her.
In January, a source told Radar that you guys had broken up. After that, it seemed like you guys were pretty much over. Could you tell us what happened?
Articles started coming out in January that we were broken up, and I'd question her about it, and she'd be like, just leave it alone. Like, I don't know who wrote that. Just don't worry about it. And I've never, like, had to experience something like this before, so I just kind of went with it. I was like, all right, I guess you're right.
After you guys got back together, after splitting for a week in January, why did you guys decide to keep it private?
I don't know why she didn't want to go public, to be honest with you. Because she did in the beginning. Like, she was so quick to say it on her podcast. Like, that was maybe, if it wasn't the next day, it was 2 days later, she filmed talking about it. So she was just, like, super excited. So I was like, all right, cool. I posted pictures of her. Like, I had no problem showing that was my girlfriend. She was doing something else. That's why she doesn't want anybody to know she's in a relationship. So she's keeping me grounded, kind of like with her, but she's telling the world she's single. So of course nobody's gonna respect our relationship if they don't know it exists. So I think she was just keeping her cards open. I mean, because she wants people to think you're single. If people think you're single, they're gonna attract to you. They're gonna flirt with you. Like, I don't know, maybe she just didn't wanna lose that constant attention from other people.
You had explained that you had trust issues from the beginning of your relationship. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Over Christmas break, I spent basically almost 3 weeks to a month at her house just because I was on break from school. And she used to share her location with me, she shared her location with me, and then she left to go to, I guess, her cousin's house or something, which you need your GPS for because, you know, you're leaving town or whatever. And all of a sudden, I got an alert on my phone that said, Kale stopped sharing her location with you. So I was like, what? I'm literally in her house right now while she's leaving. So I was like, well, I don't understand why she would stop. So I just questioned her on it. And she said that, I just turned my location off for everything, which was a lie because you needed your GPS. And then later it was brought up again. And she was just like, I just don't trust you. I was mad at you. That's why I stopped sharing with you. So I feel like every time we argue, if I bring up the same thing, she's going to have a different reason. So right then and there, though, something just wasn't right. And that was just a month into the relationship.
Did you guys ever say those three words, I love you? And how close were you with her three sons?
Honestly, the fact that, like, I lost trust with her so early, it wasn't enough to keep me away from her. Like, I still, like, felt like I could build with her. But I feel like if I had trust the entire time, I think we could have been in love. Oh, yes. Every day, you know, before she goes to sleep, during the day, whatever. But we definitely always said that we loved each other. But it was never, like, in love.
So the relationship came to an end when you discovered that Kale had hooked up with Javi. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
She did cheat on me with Javi. That was out of her own mouth when she said it. She said they hooked up. I mean, she said that they even discussed hooking up, which is, I guess, all the articles that came out. I questioned her on those articles. She denied it. She said, it's just an article. It's not true. I didn't say that. It's not true. And I've never been in this light before, so I'm going with it. Whatever she says, I'm believing at this point, even though I don't trust her. But when it comes to, I guess, industry stuff, I'm just going to take it and run with it. Like, she says no, it's no. But I've questioned her multiple times about Javi, like, just things I didn't feel right. Like,
Teresa, I cannot believe they dated for that long and nobody knew. Everybody stalks these teen mom stars, so how did no one figure that out?
I have no idea. Kale really wanted to keep that under wraps.
Questionable.
But you know what, Lauren? That's not all Dom had to say. On this week's Teen Mom Tease, we find out if Javi was the only person Kale cheated on Dom with, and we find out the truth behind that cryptic STD tweet that Dom posted. Check radaronline.com to find out more on this crazy tell-all.
Well, thank you everyone so much for joining us. That is all we have for you today. But check back with us next week for more Teen Mom Gossip.
Bye.